On page 271 for today, and Siman Kuf Ches Siv Vav. So our topic has been, for the last couple days, a few days, has been Tfilas Tashlumim, which means that if a person missed for a reason other than, as we'll get to maybe today, extenuating circumstances, if a person missed Tfilah, davening because of extenuating circumstances. So then the next tefillah, and that's what we learned yesterday, has to be the adjacent tefillah. In other words, a person is shachris. So then mincha, they would daven mincha. And then they take three steps back and then say ashrei, and then say a second shmon esrei right afterwards. Basically, that's the way we're coming out. Right afterwards. And that second shmon esrei is to make up for the tefillah that you missed. Okay? Called the Tashlumin. It's called a payback. So in Vav, an idea that we mentioned before, but here it is in the Mechaber. Vav, the Mechaber says, Avar kala yom v'lo yispal musaf. Let's say, as we mentioned yesterday, you could daven musaf all day. We say it in the morning, but really you could daven musaf all day. So yesterday we ended up with the case we had yesterday was, let's say, the day you missed Shachris. And the day you missed Shachris was a musaf day. So let's say, let's call it Rosh Chodesh. So what do you do? So now you're going to daven mincha twice. So the first tefillah you daven is mincha, because you're obligated to mincha. But then what do? So we saw the Mishnah Berurah's first opinion is daven mincha, daven musaf, then a third shmon esrei, which will be for the shachris that you missed. The Mishnah Berurah also brought down that if you did musaf, mincha, and then the makeup, that would also be okay. So one of the ideas we mentioned yesterday is that musaf, even though we do say it right away, but still, musaf could be all day. Kedam musaf all day. So questions like this. Let's say again, and let's say it was Rosh Chodesh, right? Most practical case. It was Rosh Chodesh, and you daven shachris, but you didn't daven musaf. Could happen, right? Didn't daven musaf, and the whole day went by and didn't daven musaf. Ah, so no problem. What I'll do is, I'll daven marav twice. Not the whole Maariv, right? We're just talking about Shmon Esrei. So when I get to Maariv, I'll daven Maariv. Now you daven Mincha. But after Mincha, you realize, it's nighttime already. Oh, gosh, forgot Musaf. So now what you would think you could do is daven Maariv, and then after the Maariv Shmon Esrei, daven the second Maariv to make up for the Musaf you missed. That's what you would think. So Mechaber says, no, you can't do that. Now again, this is any Musaf. It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's just the example we're giving. Ein bat hashlumin. There's no makeup. There's no payback for that. Mishnah Berurah brings the reason. Mishnah Berurah says because how could you make a tefillah to make up for the musaf when that time is gone? That time is gone. That day is not in existence anymore. So we'll get into this a little more later. But musaf you can't do. Zion. Also an idea that I mentioned when we started this, but here the Mechaber says it. Zayin, hizid v'lo yispal. Let's say, again, as I said before, at the outset of Siman Kuf Ches, let's say on purpose you didn't daven, right? Somebody hears this thing, right? In the shul, they're learning about tashlum. What's tashlum? You could pay back. If you missed a tefillah, you could pay it back. Okay, I'll sleep in tomorrow. Sleep in tomorrow. Don't daven shachris. I'll get to mincha. I'll daven two shmon esreis. Not a bad deal, right? Or whatever day you want to take off. So hizid v'lo yispal. If on purpose you didn't daven, hizid v'lo yispal tefila achas ein lo tashlumin. There's no payback. I feel b'tefila smucha lo. And even if it's the adjacent. So in other words, you missed, like I said. You're sleeping in tomorrow, which you won't, nobody here, but you miss Shachris, so I'll daven mincha twice. So Jason tefillah. Jason davening. Can't. V'imratza yispal also a nedava. What you could do is daven two shmon esreis at mincha, and the second one would be a nedava, as we mentioned before. V'ein tzarach chidush im yispal also b'tefillah smuchala, and you don't have to come up with something new. Now, if you recall, one of the caveats for you can always daven a tefillah nedava, right? We saw that before. If you want to just daven a shmon esrei, the goodness of your heart, as it sounds, as a donation, so to speak, you can do that. You can do that anytime. But there's two caveats. One is normally on Tfilas Nedava, you have to come up with something new. Now again, we discuss the whole discussion about what is that new? Does it mean in every bracha? Does it mean only one bracha? Or the Rama says it doesn't mean that something new had to happen to you. Whatever the case may be. But here, in this case, since on purpose you missed a tefillah, so you can't daven as a tashlumin, a double Shmoneh Esrei, second one being as a tashlumin, but the second one you could daven as a nedava. Now, as we learned before, in Siman Kof Zayin, the second caveat for tefillas nedava is you have to be able to concentrate through the entire Shmoneh Esrei. That's probably the harder thing to do, right? To really stay focused. Right? You want to bring a donation, but it's got to be a real Shmoneh Esrei, so to speak. So that's the real problem. So again, now it happens to be just for reference, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Vilna Gaon and the Bach who say no, that if you missed a tefillah on purpose, and you are going to endeavor to daven the next time a tefillas nedava, so you do have to come up with a new thing in there, not just you just daven it. Let's just read Ches, and we'll get into a little more tomorrow. Ches, Mishlo Yispalo Be'od She'esh Lo Zman, Mishlo Yispalo Be'od She'esh Lo Zman, Lispalo, Mivnei She'sover She'adayin Yishar Lo Zman, Achar She'yigmor, also Isaac. Somebody didn't daven, it's time to daven, didn't daven, because they were involved with something, not learning, or they were involved with business, or whatever they were doing. Some mundane pursuit. They figure I've got plenty of time. I don't have to worry about mincha or whatever the case may be. I've got plenty of time. And we all know what happens. Obenkach, as things turn out, he missed the time. Got later than you thought. Or someone was busy with their money, a money aspect. Shalo. Yavo l'day hasid, so he shouldn't lose any money. Vayitei kach hifzid min lispal, and he blew it. He didn't daven. V'chem yishaya shikor, or someone was drunk. Right, as we learned before, they got drunk. And you can't daven under those type of circumstances. V'lo hispalel, didn't daven. So the question is, now we just said that if on purpose you missed a tefillah, there's no payback. So are these situations we just mentioned, you got involved with something, whatever the case may be, person was drunk, does that qualify as an accident, something beyond their control, or is that considered wanted missing of davening, and you can't make it back? So Mechaber says, all those, kulam chashuvim anusim v'yeshlam tashlumin, you can pay it back. They're considered beyond your control, so to speak. The Rama says, mi'o lechachila lo yavar zman tfila, mishum hefzimamon, you shouldn't miss davening just because of money, as we all know. Mechaber agrees with this. But tomorrow, Meir Hashem B'li Neder, we'll see a very interesting Bir Halacha about this thing, about losing money and davening. But Meir Hashem, we'll come back to hear that very interesting Bir Halacha. Okay?